Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing.
I love that song. What's going on this morning, Organic Nation Listening Club? This is Hummingbird, of course, and our wonderful host, David Arnett Cherry. Good morning, David.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that song. And we're going to tell everybody what's going on here in a few minutes, but I want to bring out another thing that I don't know if David has enlightened you about. I know that we were thinking about, I know that you were telling us about, that your father's birthday is near, and you're going to be doing tribute to your father.
And yes. It's today would have been his birthday today.
Today? Mm-hmm. Wow. We should have. Oh, my goodness. I wish I would have known. I should have stayed up on my business, because we should have played at least one of his tunes, if not two or three. Especially the one is one I like. God, I'm going to remember that. When I get off the phone, when I get off this radio and everything, I'm going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That song that you sent to me. But I wish I would have known. I wish you reminded me. Well, you're also thinking about doing a play to attribute to your father, like you did with the Organic Nation Listening Club. Is that not correct? Is that not what's in your agenda?
Yes, that is my agenda for next year. Hopefully we can get that done. But on now that we are rebroadcasting the shows from Saturday on the OneEssence.com then I do a show that's at 2:00 in Pacific time on Mondays. But then on Wednesdays we at 5:00 and I'm gonna do a whole tribute to him on Wednesday, music. So it'll be all of his music on Wednesday at 5:00 Pacific time. So we got an hour just to play his music.
So it's 7:00 Central Time, and what time is it, Eastern?
8:00 Eastern Time.
8:00
on Wednesday.
Oh, that's awesome. That's gonna be awesome.
We're gonna go into it and talk about his music and give him that whole hour. So we're gonna have some fun, you know. We're excited to be up on the Essence, you know.
We are. You know? We are very much so, and thank you very much for including us in your family. And with that said, I want to also give a shout out to our friends that I think you may have rebroadcast our little series about marriage and the Constitution of. So we want to give a shout out to Shaya. She is doing she's going to do a play, and it's going to be coming out of Oklahoma, and it's going to be about abused women. It's going to be very interesting. You know, she's out of D.C. from Howard. Did I tell you that? She's out of D.C. from Howard. So this should be interesting. So I think you guys may collaborate sometime, and you go in and do that dramatic music that you do. You could add some class to that music thing she's going to end up needing, I'm sure. So I want to give her a shout out. She said she's going to be listening for the day. So what's going on? Do you want to go in and get into our George Howard before we really get into what's going on, the late, great George Howard? Or do you want to just get right on into it?
No, let's listen to George Howard, because I'm digging this song, Miracle, right? It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it's called Miracle. It's a beautiful song. Late, great George Howard. All right, David. We're ready.
Let's do it.
Stretching for a Miracle. Wow, really beautiful. I haven't heard it in a long time. But let's get right in it. I want to get your opinion. You remember we were talking not too long ago about this alternative world we're now living in that is like throwing cold water on our faces for people that have been a little more traditional in what we think life and things or how people should react or act. Now, I'm a little bit more liberal than the rest because, you know, I'm hip-hop grandma, you know, I believe in the piercing and things like that, but I do have a God that I also believe in that has been really good to me. But now look, what is all this going on with our people that we, not me, that they have elected into this new political arena that we call a government? Okay, now, we got how many people are popping up? Now, they have vanished, and I'm just saying this. Now, we have Bill Cosby, and I know everybody's not a fan of Bill Cosby because he did kind of go on a rant about how black men were not living up to this, that, and the other. And then after 20, 30 years, they run him through a microscope because 20, 30 women, maybe even more, have popped up. I think they said 60. It might be a little bit, you know, how people want to exaggerate. Come up and said they either drugged them, raped them, molested, whatever, okay? And they have banished that. They have I think they had gave him a, at some of these schools, they had given him an honorary diploma or diplomaship at some of the schools that he gave quite a bit of money to, mind you. He gave out a lot of money. I'm not standing in saying that I'm standing for Bill Cosby. I'm just thinking 20, 30 years, okay, I get it. But I'm trying to, why wait 20, 30 years when he can't hardly see, walk, and all this. But on top of that, these schools that are taking away the things that they gave to him, not because of who he was as Bill Cosby, but because he was giving the money to you guys. You gave him all of those doctrines and things of that. So why remove it? Now, he may have shamed the name. And how many people, if we were going to your life, how, you know, what would we be able to take from you because of something you may have done? Not saying it is right. I don't know if he did it. But golly. But you got the government. You got all these senators and congressmen coming out doing the same thing, and they're not even losing their jobs. Okay. Now, is it a color thing? Is he scruffy with black and these congressmen and senators and governors and things of that sort? Or white? Caucasian, if we want to be politically correct, Caucasian. I'm just wondering, when I said that everything that the world has done now has gone from everything that we say is wrong is right when the world eyes and everything we think is right is wrong in their eyes. I'm just trying to figure out what possibly can
reverse.
We do.
Everything reversed.
It is. I'm telling you, I'm going back through that door. I went through the wrong door. I woke up and took the wrong pill. I didn't supposed to take that pink one. I was supposed to take a white one. I was not supposed to be in this world like this. This is crazy. And then you got then on top of crazy, the chaos that's happening. The guy that went in, first we had the Las Vegas shooting. Then we had the guy that walked into the church down in Texas and killed, 25 people inside the church. Then you just saw this man that, did you hear about the guy, did you hear about the other kind of like mass shooting or terroristic shooting? And they went in, he tried to get into a school, but it happened so the school heard the gunshot and they locked down and he went straight to the school, but the school was on lockdown. I think he killed somebody. a lady was walking outside the school. I'm just looking at all of the chaos, all of the things that are coming out that have been overshadowed. And even in that manner, how differently we as a people are being treated. Because even when I was saying about, let's take away all of this, the fact that the government and everything like that, and I thought about Bill Cosby. And I thought, well, he's free because Bill Cosby with money. But had it been Joe Blow, he would have already been in jail, even with those accusations.
Yeah.
And they can't really prove it because it's been 30 years. How are you going to prove it? It's almost like a waste of the court's time. I'm sorry to say it, but you can't prove it. It's been too many years. Is there not a statute of limitation over what can you sue him? But you, how are you going to prove it criminally? And because I can't remember what happened to me 10 years ago.
I can't tell you what happened.
I don't get it. And I don't get how we just brushing it under the rug with how he was treated compared to how now all of the government with groping and molesting and, you know, and why now? Right? You're a man. You tell me, what would be the purpose of drugging somebody and you're famous? You're David on their cherry, and I'm sure there's a set of groupies that you're going to have because of who you are. A lot of this, it doesn't make sense, but I don't want to sound like I'm going on a rant. I wish I had more people to come in and put their input into it, but I'm just wondering, where is it going to stop? And who are we going to hold accountable? And
yeah, that's the whole word, is holding.
Yeah,
holding accountable, and you know, and we have lost integrity. You know, the integrity of the government. The government is not taking care of the people. You know, you get unhealthy kids, and I mean, youth people, and uneducated. Because they taking stuff out of the school, and then it's going to become a in healthcare, it's going to be a sick community. You know, it's going to and being a man, that you do when you play music out there, you do get people, ladies coming up to you. You know, you do people want to talk to you about the music or whatever. But it's a shame to take advantage of anybody.
Okay.
And we and like you said, it's just sweeping it, we sweep it under the table. And America is very fickle sometimes, because something that's in the news today or something like that, they go on to something else. It's, you know, they just ran about it for a second, and then all of a sudden there it is. You know. They on to the next story or whatever.
On to the next.
Or get distracted.
On to the next.
Get to, you know. Yeah.
So
that's what I think.
But because our government is so lackluster when it comes to ethics, since they're so lackluster when it comes to ethics and how you are supposed to present yourself to the public, because they really don't care.
I'm
wondering
when it trickles down to the people.
Yeah, I wonder because there are going to be a certain set of people that feel like they have. I'm going to have the right to do exactly what they do, just on a lower scale, because they don't have the power or the money. But I can create enough habit. It's amazing to me. And no, you should take advantage. But if that's the case, we can go back and pull a lot of them. R. Kelly. They said he had a house full of girls, young girls. I don't know if they were young or old, but the women now they're doing it of free will. But I remember back when he was kids that he was sleeping with when he was. So, but he never was, and he was on film. It was on film. And he never was held accountable. Is it because he had a lot of money? And we are so delusioned with money that we are far
away. It's different. When people got money, you know, they can tend to seem like they paying their way out of it, you know. That's what it seems like. They don't, you're not being held accountable. But I don't even understand that. Like if you got doing what he was doing, R. Kelly, you know, and on film, you know, that's there goes.
It was film.
So he should have been. So
they took him to court, but take mm-hmm. him to court in Chicago, where he's from. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't know, because he was R. Kelly, that he mm-hmm. was able to bypass that. Now he has like mm-hmm. a Las Vegas house, supposedly. Now this is only mm-hmm. through news. And this mm-hmm. is alleged. Let me say alleged mm-hmm. in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
But look, mm-hmm. come on now. And they said there's a woman in there that teaches them how to satisfy him. Several. You know, mm-hmm. That is the craziest thing in the world. But we turn a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We turn a blind eye to it. Well, at least these girls that we know of that's coming out. We have never been in the house. Or mm-hmm. are of age. Because at first he was just a mm-hmm. baby. So now at least mm-hmm. these are people that can say consensually, yes, I want to do that. And he not be accounted for that. But how do we know mm-hmm. all of them are of age? Mm-hmm. Nobody has mm-hmm. anybody got the gander to just go in and just see
mm-hmm.
If there are kids in there, because you get caught up in the glitter of what possibly mm-hmm. you could become by being over there with the famous R. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know who's going to be held accountable.
And then who's the parents who, you know, so they, you know, they,
true.
It seemed like the parents wouldn't, knowing that he's like that, and they don't keep up with their kids, you know, that's a shame too, you know, that, you know, the parents.
Wait. You know, we have been young though. And you know,
uh-huh, yeah.
talking about our lives, you know, I was a little buck wild. And so mm-hmm. mama said no, and I said, I'm going to go. And mama said no, and I went on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
sometimes,
yeah.
as much as we would want to say, where are the parents can only mm-hmm. do so much. The world has
yeah.
a lot mm-hmm. to do with the rearing of your children, unless you are starting them off very young in the church, and I'm just saying, and then else, there's some kids that just want to be pretty decent kids until somebody get in and mess them up by telling them
yeah.
how
mm-hmm.
doing the wrong thing and teaching them doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
it's hard, even with those kids
mm-hmm.
that you have raised in the church and know the Lord and everything like that. They go out here and get
mm-hmm.
crazy too. There's a
yeah.
point
mm-hmm.
that I think God gives us crazy grace. He's like, oh, yeah, they're going to be crazy
oh,
between the
yeah.
age of 20. To 29.
Yeah.
I got to put some crazy
mm-hmm.
grace over them because they're going to do some crazy
mm-hmm.
things. So,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, I don't know, babe. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's just the world is just topsy-turvy. And now we're
mm-hmm.
going
yeah.
through a new, speaking of the changes, we're going through a new tax
mm-hmm.
reform.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
how is that going to benefit the average worker, you and I? How is
mm-hmm.
that going to benefit us?
It's
we have
not,
to read up on
they milking, they milk it. They milking the people. They milking the people.
Mm.
That's what it is. You know, just people who live almost by paycheck, and they milk them.
Absolutely.
You know, and that when that tax come out of their checks, it's a good amount of money that comes out
Absolutely.
Of their checks. So, you know, how do you budget that? How do you, you know, get things done? And you're raising kids. And, you know, how do you do that, you know, when they milking you, the government, and then you got billionaires that not paying hardly anything compared to a billion
compared to the regular
dollars.
Average man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame. Like I said, this government, you know, it's government, you know, it's always been something, but it seems like it's just out of control now. It seems like it probably already was, but it now seems very out of control, you know.
It does.
You know.
It really
They spend money on weapons and stuff and gold, and we should be taking that money and putting it back into the schools and putting it back into the where people can get jobs and you know, highway fixing things, you know, making things better, you know,
Well, you're
but
right.
No, we doing guns, and outside my window sometimes I see trains with weapons on them just walking, going by, you know, tanks, and, you know, and it's long. It's a long train. 90 seconds. Oh, man. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know.
We got into a conversation. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I want to thank
you got
everybody
any last
that joined
words?
Us.
So we're going
to
come
That's
back.
That's what I'm
going to say.
Well, I want to thank everybody that joined us. You see, we have to cut it short. Mm-hmm. We didn't got into our own little conversation. Thank you guys for being part of the family. David, have a great weekend. Hope you're feeling better.
You too.
And
oh, you're
going to
be
I'm
doing
end up going to the
something
church.
At the church.
Yeah. At
yeah.
the part of
yeah.
that. Yep, I'm going to see. Oh, I'm going to give out seeds across
something.
The world. So. Yeah, I think we're fixing dinners to send out. So,
oh, wow, that's going to be fun.
Yeah,
you know,
Jake, the awesome TD Jake. But have a good weekend.
Oh,
hopefully
beautiful.
You guys will come back next weekend. We'll play you a little bit more music. Won't talk as much, maybe.
Thanks,
David.
But what we got, this is, I think this is on Trick Daddy or something.
Yeah, take it to the house.
Watch out,
You're
and then Paul Taylor,
house.
Huh? Take it to the house.
We're take it to the house.
Let's do this thing. Thank you so much, Hummingbird. You know, you're beautiful.
You're more than welcome, Mr.
Uh-huh.
David Arnett, Jerry. You guys, come back to this next week. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Get down. Get down. Get off your derriere. We off the chain for the whole year. So if you look good with a big old butt, live in your own crib and make your own buck. Hit me up, TreyPlus.com, and tell me where you from.
Take it to the house. Take it.